We have here various name of Bodhisattvas. Next ones were the devas or gods. Or super natural beings. The father, Sakura, the ruler of the celestials, with 20,000 gods, his followers, such as gods, Kandala, the moon, the god Surya, the sun, the god Samantha, Samantha Kanda, the god Ratana Prabha. Satana Prabha, the god, the Abhrabha Prada, the others, and others. Chakra, the ruler of the celestials, Chakra. Chakra is not the name of the god. Chakra is the adjective, as you say, the strong, if you say the strong, sometimes you mean strong one, it's the strong. Same thing with this card. The Indra, Chakra, Indra was the name of God. The Chakra the strong one means Chakra, the Indra. When they say so, he was strong Indra. It means strong Indra. But at Buddha's time, Chakra became the name of the Indras. And here, this is the name of the god. Chakra, the ruler of the celestials. Sakura, Sakura Devanam Indra. Sakura, the Ruda, Deva. Devanam Indra. The strong one. The ruler of Celeste. But here, Sakura is the name. The celestials means Indra, Indras, many gods, with 20,000 gods. His followers, such as God, Kandara, the moon, god of the moon, Deva of the moon, the Deva of Surya, the sun, the god of Samanta Ganda, the wind, the god of Ratana Prabha. Ratana Prabha, I could not figure out who he was. The god Abaha Saprabaha, Abasa Prabha. The father, the four great rulers of the cardinal points, with 30,000 gods in their frame, namely the great ruler Virudhaka, the great ruler Virupakasha, the great ruler Dhritarashtra, the great ruler Vaisya Bana, Vaisya Bana. Those are the rulers or gods protects Buddhists in four directions. Great ruler Virupakasha. In Japanese, Komoku Tenno. Komoku Tenno is a ruler of ruler for the protector who live in West. The great ruler, Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra lives namely the greater ruler, Virudaka, the first one, lives in south. The next one, Virupakasha, lives in west, the protector of the west, and the great ruler, Dhritaka. The protector who is in north, and greater ruler, Visharaka, who lives in east. This is sometimes the order is not the same, but here in this book, the order is south, east, and north, east. Sometimes east, south, west, north. This is more usual. The god Ishvara and the god Maheshvara. God Ishvara, Maheshvara. This is in Japanese. They are Jizaiten or Dai Jizaiten. Those are the gods who protects also Buddhists. Each followed by 30,000 gods further. Brahma, Sahapati. Brahma Sahapati. Saha means Saba. Saba means in Japanese or Chinese, Saba. Saha. Sahampati is the lord of, or ruler of this world. It's Sahampati. Brahma is God of God. Brahma Sahapati means Brahma, the lord of this world. And his 20,000 followers and Brahma Kayaka, the Brahma Kayaka, gods amongst whom Brahma king and Brahma Gyotisha Padra, Parabha, Gyotisha Parabha. with the other 12,000 Brahma Kayika gods. Brahma Kayika. Kayika means a word. Brahma Kayika. The gods which belongs to Brahma world, Brahma's world. Kayika, Brahma Kayika. Gods amongst whom Brahma skin, skin is the name of the Brahma. And Brahma Gyotisha Prabha. With the other 12,000 Brahma Kayaka. Kayika gods, Brahma Kayika, Brahma gods, which those are the gods who belongs to Brahma, Brahma's world. Together with 88 Nagya kings, Nagya kings. Eight Nagya kings is pretty famous gods. And many hundreds, thousands, millions of cotis of Nanya in their train. Nanya is a dragon, namely the king, Nanya king Nanda, the Nanya king Upananda, Sagara, Basti, Takshaka, Manaspin, Manabadapta, and Utpraga. Those are the eight Nanyas, Nanya dragons. Further, the four Kinnara kings with many hundred thousand myriad of cotis of followers. Kinnara is Kinnara kin is what? Nara is a man. Man or what? Kin, Kin Nara. Man or what? His race is animal, and his body is, his head is man with horn here. Man or fat, that is his name, Kinnara. and he eats he is good. He is a kind of musician, and people like him very much because of his music. Man Wafa, excuse me, Kinna. Many hundred thousand myriads of cotis of followers, namely Kinnara, King, and Rama. The Kinnara, King, Maha, Dharma. The Kinnara, King, Saddaha. The Kinnara, King of Dharma Dar. The first one, King Dharma. His name is means. King who respects Dhamma, Kinnara, King Dharma, the Kinnara, King Maha Maha Dharma, the King of great Dhamma, Maha Dhamma, the King Sadharma, Sadharma Pundarika, highest, greatest Dhamma, and the Kinnara, the Dhammadhara. Dhammadhara, Dhara means to hold or to protect or to obtain. The Kinnara who obtain or to protect Dhamma. Besides the four divine beings called Gandhara, Gandhara, Baka, Ikas. Gandhara, Baka, Ikas is in Chinese or Japanese, Kendatsuba. God Kendatsuba, divine being, God Kendatsuba. 100,000 with many hundred thousand Gandharas in their suit, namely the Gandharapa Manoja, the Gandharapa Mano Janabara, the Gandhara Madra, the Gandhara Madura Sava, those are the gods. Who has who is charming and who likes girls, who loves girls, and who gave people joy. The first one is Manojana. It's the joy or tenderness, god of tenderness. And Gandhava Mano Jana Sabara, the god of the sun. Gandhara Maduras, is god of sweetness, and the god of god of Madura Sabara. He is also the god of sound. The father, the four chiefs of demons, followed by many hundreds, thousands, myriads of cortes of demons, namely the chief of the demons, Bali. Karaskanda, Bali, Karaskanda. Vena, Vena, Chitri, and Rahu, along with the four Garuda chief, followed by many hundred thousand myriads of cortes of Garuda. Yasha, Asura. Asura is he is the one of the he is he belongs to one of the six reincarnations, reincarnated world. You know, the celestial world and the human world. And and hell and hungry ghost and animal and asura. This is kind of involved where a human being incarnates. The human being actually, we have actually, we are actually sometimes celestial, like celestial beings, like human beings, like animals, like Asura. Asura is maybe a state of our mind where, because we have two natures, one is animal nature, good nature, the other is bad nature. And within ourselves, always fighting with God. Good nature, always fighting with bad nature. That is our problem. So, before Buddhism, they were evil or nature kings, gods, who were fighting always with the gods, gods who had good nature. Gods who were fighting. Buddhists understand this God as a reincarnation. Reincarnated world for human beings. So it means that the state of mind we will actually even in this life. So those gods is rather more subjective gods than objective being, which is always fighting with good nature gods. And four Karula gods follows. Garuda, she followed by many hundreds, thousands, millions of cotes of Garudas, namely the Garuda chief. Chiefs, Maha Tigas. The Maha Purna and Maha Dipra Dipraka. And with Ajastra, the king of Makada, the son of Vaidehi. The king of Ajastra. This is historical person, not God. All those were. This is on here we have Bodhisattvas and 16 layman Bodhisattvas and celestial beings like Deva and many spirit, good and bad. And the last one, as a human being, is Bimbasara's son, or princess, Ajastu, king of the Magadha, the son of Vaidehi. I think I told you about him already. Bimbasara who did not have his successor, but he didn't have for a long time his princess or successor. So he asked some fortune teller about his princess, prince. And fortune teller said he is injured. Still, you will have your successor, but he is now still a hand in the mount, and he will be, after his death, he will, his future life will be your successor. So he killed him so that he can have his next life earlier. He killed him. Do you remember this? And but so at the same time he reincarnated as his princess, and he asked again the fortune teller about him, and he said, "You killed him, so I'm afraid he will kill you." So he was very much afraid of his boy, and he tried to kill him before the boy killed the king. And the king, but the king threw him. Tossed him from the high pagoda, but he couldn't kill him. But he was injured. Just his toe was injured. And so he now, the king now, read it very well, so that he will not have any bad feeling with the king. But when he became before the princess became king, he tried to kill it. He tried to kill the king. And he put the king in prison and his wife protected him in various ways. Sometimes she went she saw the king with honey. Painted on his on her body, her body. And he used it. King to lick the honey from her body. but at last it's king faster in the prison, and Ajayasat became the king of the country, Magadha. And Itaike Vedri Vedrish is the mother of Ajase, and Ajase became Buddha's follower. Later, he was very he became very resentful what he did, and he became Buddha's follower. This is Ajatasattva. Ajatasattva. The king of Magadha, the son of Vaidehi. Now, at that time, it was that the Lord surrounded, attended, honored, venerated, divined, venerated, worshipped by the four class of heroes. After expanding the Dhamma Paya, Dhamma Prayaya called the great exposition, a text of great development, serving to instruct Bodhisattva and proper to all Buddha. Sat cross-legged on the seat of the Lord and entered upon meditation. Termed the station of expulsion of infinity. And so many human beings and various spirits and gods attended, came to the castle. Not castle, Rajagriha, city of Rajagriha, fire, Buddha God. And he was surrounded by those people. Four people means lay Buddhist man and woman, and nuns and monks. Those are the four heroes. Honored, reverent, venerated, worshipped by the four blessed heroes. Worshipped, it says that means that served is more appropriate. Venerated and served. Pure, it has this word is very weak word. In Shobo Gento, this term is explained. But it's clear. It has very deep and wide meaning, generated, worshipped by the four classes of heroes. After expanding the Dharma Paraya, the supreme teaching is Dharma Paraya, called the Great Expulsion. This is Dhammaparaya, and Great Exposition is in Chinese rendering. It is opposition. Dhammaparaya, comma, the Great Exposition. But here it says Dhammaparaya, called the Great Exposition. I don't know if it is correct. The text of great, this is adjective for the supreme teaching. For great expulsion means great vehicle. The supreme teaching called a great vehicle, a great teaching, great expression. The text of great development, this is adjective for the Dhamma Paraya, or supreme teaching. The great development. Serving to instruct Bodhisattva serving to is the process, Bodhisattva, and proper to all the Buddha, proper to obtain by Bodhisattva. The teaching Bodhisattva obtain means teaching which Bodhisattva always in their mind, the proper to all Buddhas. Sat prostrate on the seat of the Lord and entered upon meditation, termed the station of the expulsion of infinity. The jhana of jhana and jhana of infinity. Infinite, I mean. And his body was motionless, and his mind had reached the perfect tranquility. And as soon as the Lord had entered upon his meditation, there fell a great rain of divine flowers, mandarabhas, and great mandarabhas. Manju shakas and great manju shakas covering the Lord and the four classes of hearers, while the whole Buddha is chopped in the six ways. It moved, removed, trembled from one end to the other, tossed around. So this is how it was moved. As soon as Lord had entered upon the meditation, there fell a great rain of divine flowers. This is important event happened when he, before he started to give this the Lord had entered upon his meditation, there fell great rain of divine flowers, mandarabhas, and great mandarabhas. Manjushakas and great manjushakas. I don't know what flower actually they are, but in Japan, manjushaka means a kind of flower which comes out in spring and autumn. It is, you don't have that flower. I haven't seen manjushaka in the neck.
It is something like loudness, but it is red. It is a kind of bulbs, you know, which comes out, spring, and comes out twice, spring and autumn. Those flowers fail and cover the road and four classes of hearers, or various hearers who were there. And called Buddha feels shut in six ways. In six ways, there are many interpretation for what was the sixth way of shaking. This is one of the interpretations. It moved, trembled, it moved, removed, trembled, from one end to the other, tossed around. And this is a mixture of many kinds of interpretation of how it trembles. But it means, anyway, how it shook. Some explanation is to shook, you know, if this is bad, the middle part come up, and four corners comes out later, this way. And some explanation, and this is one, and four corner of it move. But this is four ways. And some explain I don't know what that is. Remove, tremble. Remove and remove moved strongly and moved strongly and removed and removed strongly and trembled strongly. In this way, it will make sticks from one end to the other, tossed up. There are many interpretations, anyway, page after page. But it means to something extraordinary. The people who attended there will have some extraordinary feeling when he expected Buddha to tell some important teaching. I have many opinions.